This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. In politics, the conventional wisdom on campaign ads goes a little something like this. Since media is typically the single biggest expense of a presidential campaign's bottom line, you choose your battles or battlegrounds carefully. There's not much room for waste, which is why this one got our attention. Hillary Clinton has purchased ad time in four of the five biggest cities in Texas. The 30-second spots will run for a week, and they sound a little something like this.
The Dallas Morning News has recommended Hillary Clinton for president. This newspaper has not recommended a Democrat for the nation's highest office since before World War II. Trump plays on fear and exhibits a dangerous lack of judgment.
The last part of the ad reads in black and white, "For Texas and America, Hillary for president." And the only time the candidate actually appears in the ad is a still picture at the end where Clinton does the legally required "I endorse this message" announcement. So does this mean that the Clinton campaign is serious about winning what is considered the reddest of red states, a state no Democratic presidential contender has won since Jimmy Carter? Paul Steckler produced and directed a seminal documentary, Vote for Me, Politics in America. In addition to his many award-winning documentaries, he's chair of the Radio, Television, and Film Department at UT Austin. Welcome to The Standard.
Thanks for inviting me.
Heard the ad. What do you think?
Well, I think the ad is not exactly visually spectacular. I mean, it's a lot of words on paper. And I think it's mostly something that that was thrown together to be able to essentially make the Republicans spend money in Texas, a place where they have no business losing a presidential election.
Now, that's interesting because they've made buys, as I understand it, in all of the major cities except for El Paso, if I'm not mistaken, for a week.
Right.
Any idea how much money that might cost the campaign? I mean, they can't afford to be throwing around ads if they don't think it's going to have any strategic value, I would think.
Well, there's strategic value and there's strategic value. I know they're spending $2 million in Arizona, which is probably a state that they could win.
Might be in play.
Yeah, Texas is not really in play, though there have been polls to say that Donald Trump is only maybe 10 points ahead, maybe even less than that. And this has to do with his unpopularity among Republicans, mostly because Republicans are voting Republican, Democrats vote Democrat. And basically, in this kind of an election, just depends on what kind of turnout and what kind of enthusiasm you have. You know, with the Trump campaign in trouble, one way to make the Republican National Committee spend money in places they don't want to spend is to make them spend in states where they have absolutely no business losing. So when I take a look at a commercial like this, which is substantively very interesting, but you're actually, asking a lot of a viewer to read, stuff on screen for 30 seconds, now, even though the Dallas Morning News endorsement of Hillary Clinton is pretty amazing, seeing as how they haven't endorsed the Democrats in years and years and years.
Right.
To me, it means that they're just trying to make the RNC spend money in Texas.
Well, now, let me ask you something, because obviously you know about the decision-making process that goes into putting together an ad like this.
Mm-hmm.
Notably, Hillary Clinton doesn't actually appear until the very end, the legally required endorsement. That I presume that's because they don't think that she, as a person, plays well? It's that the Dallas Morning News is going to do a better job of selling her than the candidate herself?
Well, I think the irony of this election is that the more Donald Trump is on the screen and the more Hillary Clinton is on screen, the worse they do. You know, so their campaigns are basically negative campaigns against the other person, who is more unelectable. You know, for Texas, which is not yet a purple state, which has a Republican, hold on the state, it's probably much more effective to have something where you star the Dallas Morning News, which is not, again, very visually interesting, as opposed to having the candidate Hillary Clinton on camera.
I even wonder how risky it is to be referencing this Dallas Morning News endorsement, because as we know from a business perspective, this wasn't a great move by the Dallas Morning News. Now, they were, acting as a matter of conscience, as they said, but they had to face an enormous backlash there in their hometown.
Well, editorial boards sometimes do things that are, not the most popular.
But as a strategic move for an ad, does that make sense?
Well, like I said, it's kind of like if you're going to have an ad, if you're going to act as if Texas is in play, you got to have something on a commercial. You know, what does the Clinton campaign have to lose and throw away some money, $2-3 million on Texas?
Let's take it at face value, though. Let's assume that someone in the Clinton camp has decided that actually maybe Texas is in play if Arizona is.
Right.
On face value, looking at the things that they have chosen to highlight, not since World War II, for example, the ad highlights the conservative newspaper, the Dallas Morning News, and goes on to say, "For Texas and for America," almost a slogan that sounds like it could be on victory bonds or something. I mean, for Texas and for America. What do you make of it?
I don't think I would put too much, stock into the actual words. I mean, again, this is going to go in one ear and out the other ear. It's essentially, it's an anti-Donald Trump ad. you know, essentially saying if the Dallas Morning News, if a Republican-oriented newspaper is so unhappy with the nominee that they're going to, you know, nominate, they're going to endorse mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton, you know, who's antithetical to most of the endorsed presidential candidates that the Dallas Morning News usually does, you know, you should think twice.
Paul Steckler is a noted political documentary filmmaker. He is chair of the radio television film department at the Moody College of Communication at the University of Texas, Austin. Thanks so much for coming in and speaking with us.
Thanks a lot for inviting me.